This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, for this first week of September, we're looking at one significant weather disturbance to affect the Columbia Basin with showers and a few thunderstorms late Thursday and Friday. Rainfall amounts should be mainly a tenth to a quarter inch. Many areas, though, will experience delays to hang, and the rain could crust soils where wheat has been deep-seeded. Another chance for rain is possible for Saturday night and Sunday. Chemical applicators over the northern Columbia Basin will have to contend with a slight increase in winds this afternoon compared to Monday in response to a passing low pressure area. The strongest winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour will be in the Kittitas Valley. Lighter winds are expected Wednesday and Thursday, but then there's that wash-off risk Thursday night and Friday. Dew formation should be moderate to locally heavy tonight and Wednesday night in the irrigated hayfields with mostly clear skies and light winds. Light dew is expected the rest of the week with more clouds. Crop water use the next 7 days will total between an inch and an inch and a quarter for corn, alfalfa, and apples, except close to an inch and a half in the Kittitas Valley due to more wind. Lawns and grapes will need between 3/4 of an inch and 1 inch, and this is about 20% below normal for early September, except close to normal for the Ellensburg area. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.